AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Rambling About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Perrell, and I just got to apologize. I'm sorry for having no episode come out last Friday. The reason is, I ended up having the flu. I couldn't tell you how many people I spread it to. So to everybody that has come down with the flu after coming in contact with me this week, I'm sorry. It's my bad. I didn't mean for that to happen. I thought I just had a cold from going to the MLW show. My mistake. But anyways, today, we are going to be talking free agents. So let's just get right into it. I've pulled up a list of free agents on Fightful.com. This is from March 1st, 2024, and it has every free agent that is not currently signed. And I didn't realize this was a thing until I just looked it up. And we are going to be going through this and talking some of the top names. So speaking top names, Top Dollar is on this list. I thought he was signed to TNA or MLW. I guess not. Maybe it's some. It says here it's a handshake deal. If he's just showing up on handshake deals, good for him. But he needs to get a home. He's actually a lot of fun if you're there in person, believe it or not. I think TNA would be the perfect place for him, or even MLW, because I went to the show and he was fun. I'm just going to say it like that. Chris Masters. Could have sworn he was signed to the NWA. I thought he was going to show up in the Royal Rumble. This guy, I think he can have that one last great run, especially because they were trying to push him as a top guy, and then just kind of fell apart. It is what it is with him. If he wants to show up in WWE, people would love to see him back. Some other big names, Dolph Ziggler. This is a guy who has showed up in TNA, who has showed up in New Japan, and apparently he's also not signed to a contract anywhere. This guy needs to get locked down. I think ultimately he's going to end up in AEW, maybe Ring of Honor. Get that big name down there. But right now, I think he's just said, look, I've been locked down to a WWE deal my entire career. He wants to explore. Tony Khan would give him the ability to explore, go do whatever he wants. But right now, I think he wants to be his own boss. If he wants to work in a company, he's going to work in that company. So he's going to be doing stuff like that, which is totally fine. He's going to go on a run just like Mike Bailey's been on and just wrestle everywhere, probably during WrestleMania weekend too. And don't be surprised if we get Nick Nemeth versus Mike Bailey, because that's going to be juicy. Elijah, who should have been so much more. Formerly Elias, now Elijah. This guy, absolutely jacked, insanely talented, has so much charisma, and he can sing and play the guitar. TNA is the perfect place for you. And now he goes on TikTok preaching the word of Jesus. Another name here, Eric Young, who's been in TNA, kind of at the forefront. The spokesperson, you could say, is this whole new moving from Impact to TNA. Scott D'Amore leaving. Eric Young's been giving the speeches saying how TNA is going to be good. We're here to stay. But he's on a handshake deal. He's not actually signed. That's kind of surprising to me, honestly. But TNA's the perfect place for Eric Young. Get that contract, man. Stay with TNA. You want an office role? You get that office role. You want to wrestle? You can wrestle. Let's see it happen. The grizzled young veterans, James Drake and Zach Gibson. These are guys tailor-made for the AEW or Ring of Honor tag team division. Right now, they're working in TNA a lot. They didn't win those belts. And now they're with Mustafa Ali in a nice little three-person team. I'm down with that. It's very creative. But these guys should not be backup guys. They had that opportunity with Joe Gacy when they were in his group, and they were not good. So let's keep these guys out of a big group. I think with Mustafa Ali for a little bit, it's fine. But they need to be on their own. Get them into AEW. They're going to be doing the tag team tournament. I'm sure they're going to have a bunch of free agent tag teams showing up. So put the Grizzled Young Veterans in that. Let them have a good run. I could argue, let them even win it. If you want to have a team come in and make a really insane first impression, have them beat an established team. Maybe you have them beat the Blackpool Combat Club. I would go nuts. Immediately puts the Grizzled Young Veterans on a higher level than they've been. Now, these are two guys that were put as a joke together in a tag team. And I'm talking about the Maximum Male Models, Massey and Mansoor. Or Mason Mansoor. I don't know what their names are now. But the point is, these guys on the independent scene, they've already started making a name for themselves. They've erased a lot of the bad taste in everybody's mouths. They're a lot of fun. I've seen the clips on Twitter. These are two guys that you want to put in Ring of Honor or even TNA. You let them have a good run as a tag team. Let people see that they're actually talented and they can talk. Mansoor, he's actually very charismatic. He really is. I didn't like the guy originally because he was, you know, the guy from Saudi that they always had to push. But I think now he's really did a full 180. He's a very excellent performer and would be a lot of fun in a company. You could even have Massey, Mace, Dio Madden. Make him a commentator again. Give him the opportunity. You could have him and Daddy Magic on commentary in AEW. The last opportunity he had, he got F5'd by Brock Lesnar. So come on. Matt Riddle, don't really know where he should go. He's the current New Japan TV champion, putting on great matches. He wrestled like two or three times at the MLW show that I went to. Him just doing what he wants, perfectly fine. New Japan, for now, is a good home for him. I think he's a good special attraction. And on the 420 episode of AEW, I think we're going to get him versus RVD. So they're putting on here Mustafa Ali is also a free agent. He's going to be a guy that I don't think settles down anywhere, just like Nick Nemeth for a little while. But ultimately, Ring of Honor, I think, is great for him. TNA, he's getting that opportunity to be a singles champion. But Ring of Honor, future world champion. Riddick Moss. And I'll group you with Emma, too, even though we didn't get to the females yet. Riddick Moss and Emma. If they decide to keep wrestling, I don't know if they're going to, but if they decide, TNA, perfect home for you. Emma, you never should have left. You came to WWE to be with him. Didn't work out, which is unfortunate because Emma's a great worker. Put her in TNA. Let her have that one last great run. Have Riddick be with her. He could be a singles guy there too. I think he has a lot of promise. He really does. As long as he's given that opportunity. There was one time, I think 2 years ago, probably 2 years ago now, maybe three, where I went to the WWE Madison Square Garden holiday show. And I'm not talking about the first one I went to. I went again with my brothers Tim and Jay. And they had a ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship with Gunther defending. And Riddick Moss was in this match. It was supposed to be Ricochet, but they replaced him with Riddick Moss because Ricochet had just gotten hurt, I think. Nobody understood why they decided to put Riddick in here. All of a sudden, the crowd was 100% behind Riddick Moss. It was incredible to watch. And there was one point where we thought he was actually going to win. He starts climbing the ladder. We're all going nuts. And then Gunther goes, chops him in his chest, throws him off the ladder and wins. But Riddick Moss, he could get the crowd behind him. TNA would be a great landing place for him to establish himself. And then I would say, give WWE another chance. They could see what your full potential is. And if you can reach that, main event guy. The Bollywood Boys, or as they're calling them here, the Blondes of Bollywood. Samir and Sunil Singh. Ring of Honor tag team right there. Put them in the AEW tag team tournament. They've been on AEW programming a lot. but they've always lost. They've been used as jobbers. They're very popular with the Canadian crowd because, you know, they're Canadian, but they're very popular in general. Use them. If the crowd wants them, give them to us. Now, this is one of the big names that I wanted to talk about. Shelton Benjamin. It just recently was reported that he's been in talks with AEW. And this is somewhere where you really want to get this vet. He is an incredible presence to have, be it backstage or working with the young talent. I think he has that one last great run in him. Maybe give him a run against Christian for the TNT title. Or you could put him in a group. You could put him with Shane Taylor Promotions. Shane Taylor, I think, has an AEW deal, not just a Ring of Honor. And that would be a really great guy to put with him. You get that veteran exposure. Any company would be lucky to have him. Just a great all-around guy. Iconics! Now let's move on to the women. If the Iconics decide to go back to wrestling, I think they will go back to WWE. Especially because Shawn Spears is back. And they'll win back the WWE women's tag titles. And then maybe they'll actually have a good run with them this time. Camille, the former NWA Women's World Champion. I could see her in WWE, or I could see her in AEW. AEW's been making some big moves with their women's division lately. So if they want another big name, I could honestly see her showing up on this week's Dynamite in Boston. I think we're getting a double whammy on a show where everybody's expecting Mercedes Moné. I think we get Camille or some other wrestler to make people think, maybe we're not getting Mercedes. Even though it may not even happen. I don't know what Camille's really been up to, but she deserves to be on a full-time contract with a major company, regardless. So this brings us to the biggest name of them all, Mercedes Moné. We know she's showing up on Dynamite this week. It's literally named after her, this show. This is going to be an incredible watch. The hype surrounding this show is giving me flashbacks to when CM Punk showed up in Chicago. Mercedes is definitely going to make a major impact in this company. She is going to, unfortunately, I think she's going to beat Toni Storm. But I think the better move would have her go after the TBS championship. Her versus the young star Julia Hart. You make Mercedes not just the face of a women's division, but you make her the face of the channel, the television channel. Her as the TBS champion, you could have her show up on any programming that you want, have her on the commercials. People know her as Sasha Banks, very recognizable. They just had the TNT title on the NHL network. They had the people come on, I don't know who it was, but he came on wearing the belt. That's something you could do at Mercedes. The TBS title hasn't really shown up on TBS, the network. So I think that would be the smarter move rather than have her beat Tony. Because Tony has a story right there with Mariah May and Deonna. Tony's a little occupied. Julia Hart, she's in the story right now with Sky Blue, Willow, and Chris Statlander. You throw Mercedes in there, that's going to be really freaking nice. And now someone that just signed, no longer a free agent, but just signed to AEW, Kazuchika Okada. What a great move for this guy. He has been in New Japan his whole career. We've been talking about, where's he going to show up? Will it be NXT? Will it be Raw, SmackDown? Will it be AEW? I think he made the best choice. He's making a ton of money right now. He's getting multi-million dollar deal. He is in the top storyline, arguably one of the top storylines in AEW, with the Young Bucks, Nicholas and Matthew Jackson. He has an incredible matchup coming up on Big Business this week. The Elite versus Eddie Kingston, Penta, and Pac. I think ultimately Okada is going to beat Eddie Kingston for this Continental Crown, which is just, like, it's so exciting. Okada on television as a heel, I think he's going to lose that Rainmaker theme song that everybody loves because he's a bad guy. He doesn't need it right now. Let him be with the Bucks. I will call them just the Bucks, not the Young Bucks, by the way. They're heels, but I guess they're just going to be the Elite for now. This is the best move Okada could have made, immediately pushed as the top guy that he is. If he had gone to WWE, especially before WrestleMania, I don't really know where he would fit in. He could have had him in a specialty match, maybe bring him in against, I don't know, somebody that couldn't get on the WrestleMania card like Seth Rollins did with Cody. Or you just throw him in with Gunther. That's a match I'm actually a little upset that we're not getting. Gunther and Okada. That could have been fantastic. You get the chop versus the lariat. Oh well. Maybe in 4 years' time we'll get that. Will Ospreay, the best wrestler in the world, hands down. Every time this man is on my screen, I have to sit there and stare. He's the total package. AEW is the best landing place for him. The way he cuts his promos, the way he curses, he would never work out well in WWE, at least right now. AEW is a great place for him to adjust to having weekly television, where he can learn to control himself. He's toned down his wrestling a little bit so he can go for longer. No more insane high-flying moves just because he wants to do them. He has an incredible matchup going on at Dynasty against Bryan Danielson. Bryan's like, yo, this is my last year as a full-time guy. Give me Will Ospreay. Why not? Another 5-star match in the making. Ospreay, just since signing, he's already got 2 5-star matches. He got one at the pay-per-view against Takeshita, and now he's got one against Kyle Fletcher on a weekly episode of Dynamite. If we're getting 5-star matches on weekly episodes of Dynamite from this guy, oh, Tony Khan, what a great move you made getting this guy in your company. Will Ospreay will be a future world champion. They have so many guys that could be world champion right now, but the one that you need to belt up immediately, as soon as you can, is Swerve. And the big money matchup that you have is Swerve versus Will Ospreay. And I would do it at All In. That's the biggest matchup that you can make in any company right now. Roman and Cody's pretty big, but they already did it. This is a match that everybody wants to see. If you make it at the biggest show of the year for your company, people will buy it. People will want to watch it. And they will go 40 minutes and put on one of the best matches you'll ever see. And with that, this brings this episode of the Rambling About Wrestling podcast to a close. Thank you all for listening. If you missed any of my past episodes, or if you missed this one, check me out on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Check me out on the Instagram and the YouTube at Rambling About Wrestling. I have been your host, Nick Pearl, and I will see you all on Friday. Let's keep rambling, everybody.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.